the calendar, starting out with Senate Bill 80, an act to clarify the definition of the term member with regard to certain definitions of corporation provisions. Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could from here, I will actually defer the initial presentation of Mr. Jim Hood, who's here this morning, to give us a little better background on what the bill is going to do.
And I'm going to defer initially to Mayor Groove.
The buck has passed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, my name is Garrett Drews. I serve as mayor of the city of Pierre. And the purpose of Senate Bill 80 really is to allow municipal corporations such as the city of Pierre to be members of nonprofit corporations. Current law leaves some room for doubt about whether municipalities can be members of nonprofit corporations. And so this bill would clear up that uncertainty. The reason that this came to my attention is the fact that I've been working this last year to create what's currently called the Missouri Sedimentation Action Coalition, which is designed to be a nonprofit group. We formed with individuals and groups interested in addressing one issue, that being the issue of sedimentation in the Missouri River and dam reservoirs. Right now, we're faced with very diminished life, I believe, in reservoirs because of the sedimentation issues, not only in our area, but this also impacts all the way up in North Dakota, certainly in Nebraska, potentially into Iowa. And so the intent would be to have an action coalition that would work on this to provide the resources for assistance to our congressional leaders who are indicating the willingness to try to help us in trying to come up with programs and ideas of how to correct this for future generations. And the sole objection for this particular group, the Missouri Sedimentation Action Coalition, is to pursue the intelligent use of all available programs and programs to alleviate the sedimentation issues that we have on the river. In order to do that, in order to have a group that's run by a board of directors, I think that in order to entice these people to be members of this nonprofit group, I think that we need the clarification as well.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Drews? Any questions? If not, thank you very much.
You.
Are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 80?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jim Hood, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League and Missouri River Systems. Senate Bill 80 amends the definition of member as found in our Nonprofit Corporation Act to include cities. As you know, cities only have those powers unless they are a home rule city that the legislature gives them. And as Mayor Drews indicated, there is some question as to whether or not a municipality can be a member of the corporation. This certainly clarifies that that opportunity. I should tell you that the state bar has renewed the bill, as has the law committee, and it was like,
are there any questions of Mr. Hood? Any questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 80?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Brian Meyer, and I represent the South Dakota Association of Telephone Cooperatives. In the telephone business in South Dakota, we have a couple of organizations that are called
one of them is called the Fiber Ring Revenue Pooling Association, and the other one's called the Local Exchange Carriers Association. And these organizations are vitally important to the transport of telecommunication services in South Dakota. Some of you may have heard that in the FERPA, which was the Fiber Revenue Ring Pooling Association, we actually have three fiber rings in the state that cover the entire state that are fully redundant rings, so that if the ring is cut, the traffic continues to flow. Three of the members of these two nonprofit associations are municipalities, the City of Brookings, the City of Beresford, and the City of Faith, because they have their own telephone systems. So it's very important that they be members of these associations so that they can participate in transporting their telecommunications traffic statewide over these systems. And so while I think that the correct statement is there was some confusion there because they've been members for quite a few years, and I think most attorneys have felt that they could be, I think that this clarification is very helpful to make sure that they can be. So I would urge you support of this bill.
Thank you very much. Any questions? If not, any further proponents of Senate Bill 80? There are no further proponents. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 80? Any opponents? If not, we'll close the testimony open to committee discussion and motion. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass. Ready.
It's been due pass has been moved. Is there a second? And seconded by Hanging. Discussion. If there's no discussion, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll.
Vogue?
Aye.
DeHewitt?
Aye.
Hanging?
Aye.
Petzl?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye. Senate Bill 80 goes out with a due pass. Consent has been moved. Is there a second? Is there a second? Seconded by Bogue. All those in favor of sending Senate Bill 80 to the floor under the consent calendar indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 80 goes out on the consent calendar. Moving along to House.